You're not a hypocrite for saying what God's word says. And you keep saying it, and it'll change the fact. It'll change the sickness. It'll change the death. It will work you right on out into God's perfect plan.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Would you like to know how to get into God's perfect plan for your life and operate in His wisdom? Join Kenneth Copeland today as he teaches how to have God's plan and head into the good life, next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Proverbs 4, 20, attend to my word. Incline your ear to my sayings. If you see it in the word, it's right. Don't argue with it.
Well, I know the Bible says that, but you can't understand. I ain't healed. I got this thing right here.
I was in a prayer line one night and fixing to lay my hand on a fella. And he came up there and he said, he pulled his coat up like that. Said, I got this. And I started to lay hands on him, you know. And the Lord said, don't touch him. I took my hand back. He said, tell him, by my stripes, he's healed. I said, by the stripes of Jesus, you're healed. No, I'm not. I got this thing right here. I said, the Bible says, by his stripes, you're healed. He frowned up. He said, I know the Bible says that, but I got this thing right here. I ain't healed. You see that? Well, at this point, I don't want to stand there and go back and forth with this guy. And I just turned inward. I said, Lord, I ain't going no further with this. You tell me what to say. I didn't say it out loud, but I looked inward there. And the Lord gave it to me. And I said, the Bible says, by his stripes you were healed. Now, if you agree with me and the Bible, that thing will leave. If I agree with you, you will die from it. He said, my God, I see it. Put your hands on me, by his stripes I'm healed. I mean, he saw it. I laid hands on him, the power of God like to knock him sideways. And he got up saying, oh God, I'm healed. Look at her. I'm healed. Can you see it? Amen. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Don't look at other stuff. You're seeking God's plan. Don't go checking with other people unless he says to. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. Don't let it depart from your eyes. Keep it in the midst of your heart. Protect your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the forces of life. Don't let any junk get in there. You can't afford it. Put a watch over your mouth and don't have a disobedient tongue. Take heed where you walk. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not. She will preserve you. Love her. She'll keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get it. Hear, my son, receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. Verse 20, attend to my word, incline your ear to my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. They're life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the forces of life. Put away from you a disobedient mouth and perverse lips, put far from you. Let your eyes look right on and your eyelids straight before you. You ponder the path of your feet. Let all your ways be established. Don't turn to the right hand or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. That's the way you get it. Jesus referred to the written word of God as the wisdom of God. In the book of James, turn over there. I'll close with this. I mean it. I'm really trying to do this. But I'm not about to when the Lord's telling me to go somewhere else. You can go home if you want to. I'm not going to quit this until the Lord says to. In James, we've already talked about lack wisdom. Let ask of God. He gives to all men and doesn't find fault. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Now, come over here to this third chapter. Verse 13, who is a wise man endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good manner of life his works with meekness of wisdom. If you have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. That's just plain old keep your mouth shut. Amen. Seek first the kingdom of God and you keep your mouth shut until something can come out of there in love and faith. Now, look at this. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly. It is sensual. It is of the senses. It is devilish. And where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, it is peaceable, it is gentle, it is easy to be entreated, it is full of mercy and good fruit, it is without partiality and without hypocrisy. What is that? That is the word of the living God. My word goeth forth out of my mouth. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways higher than your thoughts. My word goes forth and prospers in the thing whereunto I sent it. This is the wisdom from above. Well, first of all, it's pure. You can trust the book. And God will reveal himself in it. It's peaceable. You go to getting something that's agitating and all that kind of thing. Whoop, 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 whoop. No, let the peace of God rule in your heart. Something's going on here. Satan's trying to mess with you. Gentle. God's word never says anything to you to hurt you. It's always to help you. And if God says you're a hypocrite, just smile and say, thank you. I'm in prayer one day. I'm seeking the Lord about what I'm supposed to eat and all that kind of stuff, looking for his plan, because mine sure wasn't working, dear Lord. And he said, Kenneth, you're a hypocrite. I said, what? I said, Lord, that's kind of a low shot there. But. He said, Kenneth Copeland, you would fire somebody for putting the wrong brand of oil in your car or in your airplane, much less the wrong grade. I said, yes, I would. He said, you stuff stuff in your mouth that you ain't even read the label on the can. He said, what's more important, your car or your body? You hypocrite. I said, not anymore, sir. I'm reading them cans. No, I ain't putting something in the temple of the Holy Ghost anymore. I never found so much junk in my life. I started reading those cans. And if they got a bunch of words on there that you can't pronounce, you don't know what they are, don't eat it. You know. It's easy to be entreated, and it's full of mercy. You can entreat the Word of God without being concerned that He'll ever hurt you. Amen. But now get this one. It's without partiality. It's full of mercy and good fruit. It's without partiality. I don't care who you are, and I don't care where you are. The Word of God belongs to you. Amen. Amen. I mean, you'd be on death row for killing everybody that is in your family. And the Word of God is still for you. I know. I've ministered to them, and I've seen them get saved and born again. Praise God. One serial killer that got born again, he had this woman, he's going to kill her, and she had one of my tapes in her car. He kidnapped her in her car and was going to kill her. And she kept telling him, you ain't going to kill the only person that ever loved you. He said, woman, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kill you for that. She was about to drive him up the wall. She kept telling him Jesus loved him and she loved him. Oh, he didn't even know how to put up with her. She said, well, if I can't talk, can I listen to my tape? I don't care what you listen to. Just please shut up. She stuck a tape in there. And so the tape started playing. And the voice of the Lord spoke up audibly, and he heard God and thought somebody was in the back seat. And he slammed on the brakes and he said, who's back there? And he's looking around this. Well, to make a long story short, he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And contacted me. He surrendered, gave himself up. Then they had missed this guy. They hadn't caught him. I mean, they had him trapped time and time again. But he was like Teflon, brother. I mean, he had so many demons working with him that. But he got born again. I mean, and he contacted us. I baptized him in water in the Bexar County Jail in San Antonio, with guards standing around with their hands on their pistols ready. Boy, they didn't like him. We became close friends. He got on death row. And they began to call it life row. He got everybody on death row born again. Teaching a prayer class. I told him, I said, Stephen, you got just time enough to become an expert on prayer. He said, I'll do it. I'll give him a word. And he did. I was with him when they executed him. And that warden said, Stephen, you got any last words? Yes, sir. He strapped down on that gurney and he raised up there as high as he could. And he looked at all the people standing there witnessing his execution. He said, let me tell you something. Make Jesus the Lord of your life, and whatever you do, get full of the Holy Ghost. He said, I'm going to tell you right now. He said, if God could do something with a rascal and a skunk like me, think what he could do for you. I'm telling you. And he got to preaching and he stepped down there and he's up there preaching. Just and the warden said, Stephen, that's enough, son. That's okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Still got a smile on his face. The warden said, we got to take care of business now, son. He said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the last thing, he and I had an agreement. And I said, Stephen, signal me if the grace of God is more than enough. Yeah, he said, I'll do it. And he said, yeah, you'll know. And he said, I'll be honest about it. I said, okay. I'm standing, closest from me to the front row here with a little fence there, and the gurney's right there. And the warden's standing right over here, and then here's the executioner in here ready to put the juice in, you know. He got the IVs in his arm. And the warden said, just lay down there, Stephen. And I knew the warden. Warden's born again, spirit-filled man, good friend of mine. And he's very kind with these men. And He's very stern, but he's a lovely man, full of God. And he laid back down there, and when he laid his head down, he raised over there at me, and his arms, you know, are strapped down on that gurney, but he could move his hands like this. He looked over there at me, and he went like that, and he kicked both thumbs right straight up. And he laid his head down, and he was gone. But he gave me two thumbs up and a big wink. The grace of God is more than enough. Now, that's a serial killer, and we know he killed 22 women. The Word is without partiality because Jesus paid for this thing. And the last part, this wisdom that's from above is without hypocrisy. For you to stand up and take God's word and say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I am redeemed from the curse. I am free from sickness and disease. I am free from debt, praise God, and I'm healed. With both nose running and your ears are dripping and all kinds of pain in your body, you're not a hypocrite for saying what God's word says. And you keep saying it, and it'll change the fact, it'll change the sickness, it'll change the death. It will work you right on out into God's perfect plan. Seek ye first. Stand up. Say it, seek ye first. When? First. Seek first the kingdom of God. And all of these things, all of the plan, all of the things, all of the wisdom, all of the knowledge, everything God knows is available to you. Everything he knows, Brother Copeland, everything he knows, yes, it's exceeding abundantly beyond all you can ask or think, but it still belongs to you. Say it, I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
I'm not a doubter.
I'm not a doubter.
I have God's word.
I have God's word.
I believe.
I receive.
His plan.
I'll prosper anywhere in the world.
When I'm in His plan.
His plan is right.
His plan is mine.
His plan is mine.
Oh, glory be to God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Who's got your amplified? Who's got amplified Bible? Who's got the amplified Bible? Hustle up here with you. Bring it to me. Bring it to me. Hallelujah. Don't run off because I'm going to hand it right back to you. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Don't leave yet. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Oh, this must be somebody else's Bible. Oh, yeah, but it's in there. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, hang on, hang on, hang on. It's on the wrong side of the page. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, we're close. Oh, we're close. Boy. Did you tape that together for you? Now listen. For we, say me.
Me.
For we are God's own handiwork, His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths, that'd be ways, wouldn't it? Taking paths which he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prepared and made ready for us to live. Every born again believer.
Thanks, bud.
Every born again believer has a plan headed into the good life. What is that good life? I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly until it overflows. There is a way that seems right, but that's the way that is right. Ha, 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 ha. Praise God. Preached all week long just to get to say that. Say it, I'm a believer. And I believe. He shows me my way. His way for me. That he has prepared. My wealthy place. My healed place. My Garden of Eden. Filled with joy. Singing. And thanksgiving to God. His way is right. I seek first the kingdom of God, the plan of God. It doesn't matter what's happening to the rest of the world. My way is a protected way. My way is the good way. And my way leads to victory in Jesus. Well, shout amen, somebody.
Come home to the Homecoming 2010 30th Annual Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas, August 2nd through 7th. Homecoming 2010 is designed to equip you with the Word of God so that you may live each day in the blessing. Immerse yourself in the Word with teachings from Kenneth Copeland, Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar. Friday morning, join Kenneth Copeland for a dynamic partner meeting. Saturday morning, Gloria Copeland teaches Healing School. Come expecting to receive your healing. Terry Pearson's hosts pre-service prayer every day. Youth services available Monday through Saturday. 1440 Student Ministries equips students to make every minute count for the glory of God for ages 13 through 18. And Commander Kelly and the Super Kids will be in session for kids ages 6 through 12. It's all free August 2nd through 7th, the Homecoming 2010 30th Annual Southwest Believers Convention. It's the only Believers Convention this year. Get on God's divine path. When sudden change comes to shake your family, finances, health, and future, who will you turn to? Choose God's Word, His power, promise, peace, and provision for every circumstance of your life and stand on a foundation that cannot be shaken. Experience God's way of doing things that meets every challenge head-on and brings victory. Kingdom Principles, Operating Above the System of the World, a Believer's Voice of Victory CD or DVD teaching by Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston, will help you live above the headlines. Find out why you must choose to live in the Eden system. Learn the steps to keep you from being controlled by the world. Don't accept the counterfeit when you can have the truth. Start living every day in God's Kingdom Principles and experience success, victory, and the power of God's Word to overcome everything that stands in your way with Kingdom Principles, operating above the system of the world. Order your copy of Kingdom Principles by Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston for only $15, available on CD or DVD. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org. To call us toll-free, the number is 800-600-7395. Take this opportunity to order Kingdom Principles and be ready to operate in God's system of economy today. For these and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Now, I've been telling you about Kingdom Principles, this CD and DVD series by my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, and Bill Winston. Now, the two of them get together and they start talking about the principles that govern the kingdom of God and how you can learn to operate above the system of the world. This is God's plan for you. This is His desire for your life. He desires to be your source and to be your supply. And now in these messages, you learn how to take dominion over the system of this world and begin to move to that next level where you're living above it. And when a world, the scripture says, when 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, it shall not come near you. That means when there's war around you, you live in peace, you live in power, and you live in an understanding of the plan of God for your life. The solution to life's problems are in the kingdom of God. Now, this is where His principles work every time. Now, you need to get a hold of these things. They'll be a blessing to your life. Why? Because they begin to renew your mind. I mean, you and I are inundated in a world that is preaching something else other than this, and you probably realize that. So what you've got to do is get these kinds of things going in your eyes and in your ears and into your heart all the time. Now, this ministry is in agreement with you for the plan of God to be made manifest in your life each and every day. Now, in today's message, Brother Copeland talked about how God has wisdom for you, and it's all in His book. This is the wisdom of God. And the scripture says that Jesus has been made unto us wisdom. That's who Jesus is to you. He is your wisdom. And scripture says that wisdom is the principal thing. The written word of God is His wisdom towards you. The leading of the Holy Spirit, the witness of the Spirit is His wisdom in operation in you. And this word belongs to you. Say this, say, I'm a believer. I am not a doubter. I have God's word. I believe, I receive His plan. Now, go with God. Seek His plan. It will make you, it will perfect you, it will perfect those things that concern you. God is so good. Listen, we have got so many new and exciting ways to stay connected with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Did you know you can find us on Facebook now, on Twitter? These are our media sites that you can connect with, KennethCopelandMinistries.org. Just look at all these now. If you've never heard of Facebook, you've never heard of Twitter, it's like I always tell you, go find your 8 or 10 year old grandchild. They'll explain everything to you, okay? You can stay connected through blogs and videos, photos, and read articles from our magazine, news releases. It's just a great way to stay connected and stay hooked up in your partnership. Stay involved with us. Amen? Thank you for joining us today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and like Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit kcm.org.